Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There is a massive story that is not getting any coverage because it deals with Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein, and the now disgraced girlfriend of Epstein, Maxwell. We now have exclusive information that's being reported by the Daily Mail that is not being covered by the media. What is in this exclusive information? Jeffrey Epstein brought 8 young women with him on his trips to see Bill Clinton when Bill Clinton was the president of the United States of America at the White House. Many of these trips were during, quote, Bill Clinton's downtime for several hours. How do we know this? From flight manifests. And how is the media not asking questions of Bill Clinton? We also have pictures displaying photos of Epstein posing in the White House briefing room podium. These were up on the walls at the Palm Beach mansion. How is the media not covering this? And we have these videos because of the raid that was done on Epstein's home, and we can see the pictures on the walls. Now, the question that all of us should be asking right now is, how did Maxwell go down for running a sex trafficking ring, but all the people that participated in the sex trafficking ring have not been brought down? In fact, no one else has been indicted. No one else has been apparently even really questioned by the, quote, authorities. In other words, she knows too much about too many rich people, powerful people that would include the Clintons, for questions to be asked. Apparently, we must protect them at all costs. Now, let me remind you real quick to please subscribe or auto-download this podcast that you're listening to right now and share this with your family and friends because the media is not going to cover this. All right. Now, what is insane about this story that actually started a couple weeks ago when Maxwell was convicted? There was one thing that we can all agree on. It's that Maxwell and Epstein were running a sex trafficking ring, a pedophilia ring. Now, to run that, you got to have participants. You don't have a gang without gang members, right? You don't have a sex ring without sex ring members. Like, you don't do what the two of them did unless you have people that are partaking in it. Can we all agree on that? Right? This is what doesn't happen. It's impossible to have a ring without participants. Where's the media? And why aren't they asking more and more questions about, hold on a second, if you've taken down a sex ring, why aren't you taking down the people that participated in the sex ring? Somebody needs to talk about this. The reason why I bring it up is the Daily Mail out of the UK has just broken an exclusive story. I'm going to read it for you because it's one that the rest of the media should be talking about, and of course they're not. Exclusive. Jeffrey Epstein brought 8 young women with him on his trips to see Bill Clinton at the White House. Displayed photos of himself posing at the briefing room podium at his Palm Beach mansion. Visitors' logs that have been obtained by Daily Mail revealed that Jeffrey Epstein was not always alone when he visited the Clinton White House between 1993 and 1996. Records show he brought along 8 women, including his girlfriend, Selena Mitfart, Eva Anderson, Frances Jardine, and Maxwell. His relationship with the four other women who accompanied him is unclear. Flight logs from Epstein's private planes tally with White House visitor records showing the eight women were with him during his visits. Maxwell's high-profile trial in New York City heard sensational claims that Epstein was seeing Middlefart, now 48, a Norwegian heiress in the mid-1990s. Do the math on how old she would have been in the 1990s. A physician and former Miss Sweden was also a witness in the sex trafficking trial where she confirmed she dated Epstein in the 80s and 90s. The nature of Epstein's accompanying visits is not disclosed in White House visitor logs, but one of them coincides with a swanky dinner in the Blue Room. Never-before-seen photos also reveal the disgraced financier kept pictures of himself at the White House briefing room podium at his Palm Beach mansion. Jeffrey Epstein paid more than a dozen visits to the Clinton White House throughout the former president's first few years in office, even bringing along with him multiple women, including four known to be his girlfriends. These unearthed visitor logs that the rest of the media could have gotten their hands on and chose not to confirm the late pedophile had visited the executive mansion at least 17 times during Bill Clinton's first term, beginning shortly after his inauguration in 1993. 17 times to the executive mansion. That means the private residence. Additional records exclusively obtained by the Daily Mail now reveal that Epstein was not always alone during those trips. He was bringing in a lot of women, eight different women. Never-before-seen footage also shows the disgraced financier who on three occasions visited the president's house twice in one day kept framed pictures of himself at the podium of the White House briefing room. The nature of Epstein's accompanied visits is not disclosed in the visitor logs. However, they show one of them coincide with a dinner in the Blue Room attended by dozens of well-known guests. Records show that the late pedophile brought eight of these different women, including four of his girlfriends, on regular occasions. Many of the women Epstein took on his trips to Washington were known to have had romantic relationships with him. They included a woman who was 21, another one that was 33, another one that was believed to be in the early 20s, and one girlfriend termed Madam, who was 32, that's known as Maxwell. The four other women who also appeared in the logs have been contacted by the Daily Mail. They were unable to reach the four other women and confirm the purpose of their visit. However, flight logs from Epstein's private jet tally with White House visitor records showing they were with him at the time. Maxwell, now 60, was found guilty last month of recruiting and trafficking underage girls for the disgraced financier between 94 and 97 and is currently awaiting sentencing behind bars. Her high-profile trial in New York heard sensational claims that Epstein was seeing a Norwegian woman who also once dated Donald Trump in the mid-1990s around the same time he was dating Maxwell and other women because they wanted to somehow connect this to Donald Trump, which is absurd, but welcome to the media. Anderson, a physician who won Miss Sweden in 1980, was also a witness in the sex trafficking trial where she confirmed, yes, she dated Epstein for 11 years. The fourth woman, Frances Jardine, a former model, was also said to have had a relationship with Epstein and was mentioned numerous times in the flight logs that were released as evidence in court. According to visitor logs, one of the women, now 48, entered the White House with Epstein twice on July the 28th, 1994, once at 2 o'clock, another time at 6:30. Flight records from Epstein's private plane one day earlier showed he and a woman named Selena had flown from Palm Beach to Teterboro, a private airport just outside of New York. The following day of the White House visit, Epstein and Selena flew from Teterboro to Reagan National Airport in Arlington, Virginia. The plane repositioned to nearby Washington Dulles Airport and picked up Epstein and Selena and one female who was flown back to Teterboro. On the day of Epstein's visit, the White House had hosted a dinner in the Blue Room attended by the President and the First Lady. According to the president's daily schedule, Clinton gave a lecture and a toast, after which there was entertainment, most likely from a live band. A lawyer representing the woman denied that she ever dated Epstein. However, three witnesses at the Maxwell trial contradicted those claims. One said, my client's business relation with Epstein was in the period of 94 to 97 when my client studied at London School of Economics and the Stern School of Business, respectively, and ended upon her return to Oslo upon completing her degree. So let's just go through these Epstein visits to the Clinton White House. 93, 1, 2, 3, 4 visits. He had Maxwell with him at one of those parties. 94, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 visits to the White House. And 95, we know of one visit. So between 93 and that one visit, 95, Jeffrey Epstein visited the White House 17 plus times for undisclosed reasons. The question you should be asking is why? Why is a guy going 17 times to the White House for undisclosed reasons when the guy's main job is running a sex trafficking ring? It's a question that we should all be asking. It's a question the media should be asking. The disgraced financier was first admitted as a guest in February on the 25th in 93, just a month after Clinton's inauguration. He stopped by again months later on September the 29th with Maxwell for a reception organized by the White House Historical Association after he donated $10,000. Why is no one asking questions about this? How is it that Maxwell can be convicted of a sex trafficking ring, and when convicted of the sex trafficking ring, no one is asking any questions about the sex trafficking ring? How is it that everybody involved in this ring, none of them are being named, and none of them are going to jail, and none of them being charged with partaking in the sex trafficking ring?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Take a step back from the fact that no one has been charged outside of Jeffrey Epstein, who randomly killed himself, if you believe that story. Oh, and by the way, the two guards that falsified those check-in records on Epstein, yeah, those charges got dropped in the last couple weeks. Nothing to see here. How is it that you can run a sex trafficking ring and no one gets in trouble? Can you imagine how much the media would be digging if there was somebody involved in sex trafficking of minors who went to the Trump White House or the Bush White House 17 times? Can you imagine? Can you imagine what that would look like in 24/7 news coverage? So now the new question has to be, who is the media protecting and why? Epstein, who would visit the White House again, another month later, on September the 26th, 94, this time with Anderson and Jardine, entered at 6:30 p.m., record show. So you're bringing in two chicks. Anybody want to ask a question about that? Clinton was out of town at the United Nations General Assembly, according to the presidential schedule. Flight logs from Epstein's plane show Epstein, Anderson, and Jardine had traveled from Palm Beach to Reagan that day and flew into Teterboro later on. During her testimony at Maxwell's trial last month, Anderson, now 61, said she dated Epstein between 83 and 91. In July 94, 2 months before the White House visit, she married hedge fund billionaire Dubin, with whom she went on to have three children. Anderson still remained close friends with Epstein through the years, even after his 2008 plea deal for having sex with underage girls. Now, it's not like a conspiracy here. This dude pled guilty to having sex with underage girls in 2008. Again, how did the media not do their work? The couple's youngest child, also named Selena, became Epstein's goddaughter and referred to him as Uncle Jeff, according to reports. A spokesman for Anderson declined to comment when contacted by the Daily Mail. During her testimony, Anderson also appeared to refer to Jardine, saying she remembered a woman named Frances dating Epstein, but was not sure of her second name. In a statement, Jardine, who lives in South Africa and now goes by Frances Jardine Deus, said that she first met Epstein in New York in 94 through her work as a model. "He tried to expose me to a larger world, quote-unquote, open my mind and stimulate my belief in myself that I could be many things, as I was sorely lacking in true confidence when I first met him," she said. "I asked Jeffrey for help. He was many things to me over a period of years, trying to address the various areas that were holding me back as a human being, helping me find my way into a future that would suit my level of sensitivity and my productivity to jump into relationships too quickly was one of the problems he helped me with. He wanted me to develop skills and share the importance of making the right choices. People around me misrepresented my relationship with him because he was definitely more way out than the average man's idea of what a woman could be or should be to a man." Jardine said she would always be grateful to have known Epstein, no matter how people have slated him. Man, who's she protecting? She said, "I loved him and grieve for the way his life turned out. I would have wished I could have expressed myself in a way that might have saved his life." This woman's crazy. According to the visitor logs, Maxwell was the first of Epstein's girlfriends to join him on his trips to the White House back in 93. Again, where's the media on this? Why are they protecting Bill Clinton? Why are they protecting Hillary Clinton? Is it because they think she might have to run again in 2024? I'm going to say probably so. Another woman called Gaffney appeared to have arrived at the White House with Epstein months earlier on March the 24th, 93, but her relationship with him is unclear. The two arrived when Clinton had already left for a trip to Texas, records show. An Israeli model with the same name denied that she'd ever met Epstein and said the only time she visited the White House was with her boyfriend as a tourist, not a private visit. Sure. Maxwell would accompany Epstein months later on September the 29th to attend a reception organized by the White House Historical Association. She entered in the afternoon that day with the correct spelling of her name and again later that evening, this time as Ghislaine Maxwell. Maxwell is seen in photos of the event, staring intensely at Clinton and Epstein as they shake hands. 3 months after the reception, Epstein was at the White House again at the same time as a woman named Jennifer Garrison. Logs from December the 21st, 93 show she arrived at lunchtime on a day when Clinton had a three-hour window between 11 and 2 for, quote, lunch and phone and office time in the Oval Office where a meeting could have happened. Again, how is the media not connecting this dots and asking questions? Another woman who entered the White House at the same time as Epstein was called Jennifer Driver. Jennifer Driver. The two visited on May the 13th, 94, when Clinton had another large window open for lunch. Wonder what was going on at those lunch meetings. You think somebody in the media would like to ask those questions of what was going on at the White House? You know, this is the same guy that didn't hook up with an intern, just saying. Flight logs show that on the day of the visit, Epstein flew from Teterboro to Reagan National Airport with Driver on board. Later that day, Epstein and Driver flew from Washington to Palm Beach with a Mark on board. The following day, the identity of Mark was apparently revealed as Mark Middleton, who the logs show flying from Palm Beach to Grand Bahama International Airport with Epstein that returned the same day to Palm Beach. Middleton is a key figure in Epstein's access to the White House as he authorized the bulk of his appointments. At the time, Middleton was a special assistant to the president, assistant to the chief of staff. Middleton, who left the White House in February of 95, a month after Epstein's last visit, was accused of setting himself up as an international dealmaker, exactly the kind of person that would appeal to Epstein. In 96, an investigation by the White House found that Middleton had abused his access to impress business clients, and he was barred from the executive mansion without senior approval. The final woman, Orlova, who visited the White House on January the 28th, 95, That was Epstein's final visit to the White House. Flight records show that Epstein flew a woman called Luba from Teterboro to Washington that day. The plane repositioned at Dulles Airport in Washington before repositioning again to Columbus International Airport in Ohio, where Epstein rejoined it on the same day. What in the hell was going on is the question the media should be asking, of course. They're not going to ask that question. Why? Because they don't want you to know. If you think, by the way, that Bill Clinton got rid of Epstein after 95, you'd be wrong. Clearly, the extent of Clinton's relationship with Epstein and Maxwell was very tight. How do I know? Because even after he was arrested, after he took a plea deal, we know that the financier's 2019 arrest, after that 2019 arrest, photos resurfaced showing Maxwell attending Chelsea Clinton's wedding back in 2010. So if you think they were disconnected, you'd be wrong.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Middleton, who is a key figure in Epstein's access to the White House, is a guy that apparently has been known for being what you would refer to as basically the equivalent of a fixer. This is a guy, again, that apparently abused his access to impress his business clients and got barred from the executive mansion without senior approval. Now, this all stopped in 95, as far as we know. 17 ex-visits from 93 to 95. Only one of those visits came in 95. So really, you could just say in about a year and a half. Public records indicate that a woman by the name once lived in a notorious apartment Epstein described as his black book, as the apartment for models on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, is the last woman they say traveled with him to the White House. Her date of birth indicates she would have been 22 years old at the time of the visit to the White House. The visitor log shows that Epstein and Orlova entered at 2:41 p.m. that day. Clinton had downtime from 1:45 for the rest of the day, leaving him plenty of time to see them. When DailyMail.com visited the most recent address for what appeared to be Orlova in Long Island, New York, a woman with dark hair refused to comment and angrily threatened to call the police. Sources said that on a private visit to the White House, it was common for people to be shown around the building and given a mini tour. That could include a visit to the White House briefing room where Epstein posed for photographs that hung in his massage room closet. Not a joke. The image of Epstein at the briefing room podium was revealed in the video taken by Palm Beach police officers when they raided his Palm Beach home in 2005. It shows Epstein standing with a brunette woman by his side. Another photo from the same podium, apparently taken on a different date, shows him standing with a blonde woman. The photos are part of sets hanging on the walls, which include images of Epstein smiling with young-looking women who are dressed in bikinis. The closet is off of Epstein's bathroom in his master bedroom, which he shared with Maxwell for years. How is this not a huge story? How are they not asking more questions? How is it that only one person, basically, is going to go to jail? How is it that 17 visits with Bill Clinton? When is a reporter going to ask Bill Clinton about this new information? When is a reporter going to ask Hillary Clinton, who's doing interviews, about this? How are they not asking questions of MasterClass, the company that has them teaching classes right now online for millions of dollars, I'm assuming? How is this not happening? How is it that only one woman's going to jail when she's running a sex trafficking ring that went for decades, from what we understand, and how is no one else going to jail? How is it that none of the people that were involved in this have gotten arrested or gone to jail? How is it that we didn't get a bunch of names that came out of this trial? All of these are questions that any basic person should be asking. They should put politics aside, and they should be like, holy crap, the president of the United States of America had this dude coming in 17 times? Wow. This is big news. During Maxwell's trial, her victims described how they would go up to the bathroom and enter after entering the house and would take part in, quote, sexualized massages with Epstein on a green fold-out massage table. The table, which is shown again against the wall in the video, was seized during the raid. It was brought into court and shown to the jury in one of the most dramatic moments of the trial. The invitations for Epstein's visit to the White House came from some of Clinton's most senior advisors and aides, including one who later served as the Treasury Secretary, according to the visitor records. The vast majority of Epstein's visits stated that he was going to the West Wing, meaning there was a strong likelihood he was meeting with Clinton. Let me just tell you, from being around multiple White Houses and working with the Bush White House, you don't go to the West Wing unless you're meeting with a top-level person, meaning the President of the United States of America, or maybe somebody else very high up. And you certainly don't do it 17 times for fun. The disclosure puts renewed scrutiny on Clinton's friendship with Epstein, who is known to have flown the former president on his private jet dozens of times after he left office that we know about. When Epstein, quote, hanged himself in jail after his arrest in 19, Clinton claimed that he knew nothing about the terrible crimes his friend carried out. If you believe that, you're an idiot. And while Epstein's crimes did not become public knowledge until his arrest in 2006, the visits to the White House would have occurred during the same time frame that a jury concluded Maxwell was recruiting underage girls for him. So you can try to look the other way. I'm not buying it. Now, let me connect this to the other big story that's out right now. And again, the media should be asking questions. The media should be asking a lot of questions. Let's talk about the Queen of England's son. He's in serious trouble now because now he is going to be going to trial. He's going to be going and has been stripped of basically all of his duties as a royal. They couldn't keep it under wraps any longer. Prince Andrew may have dated Maxwell. Insiders tell a documentary that the pair had easy warmth around each other and reveal the royal would shout and scream if his collection of, quote, 60 teddy bears was disturbed by the servants. Yeah, not a joke. This is now what they're saying. This is a guy who we now know is in serious trouble as a trial is going to move forward for him sexually assaulting, allegedly, an individual. And I think it's pretty clear from the reaction from the royal family that they probably believe that it's true. And that's exactly why they have decided to distance themselves and strip him of all of his royal duties and titles, because they know now this is going to end. It's the same guy that was very tight with Epstein, the same guy that was known to have connections with Bill Clinton. How do you not report on any of this? Go back to one last question. If you're really in the media and you're supposed to be out there doing good and you're supposed to be protecting people from evil, right, which is part of what investigations are all about, how do you not ask the basic question that I've asked? How is it that Epstein, how is it that Maxwell, how is it that Prince Andrew, okay, how is it that all of these different people that we just mentioned are the only ones going down when apparently they had a decades-long ring of individuals involved in what they were doing? There's only one reason, because the people on that list are too big to fail. The people on that list are too important to the liberal movement to fail. And you got to protect them at all costs. That's what it seems to be. If you've got a better hypothesis, I'd love to hear it, but I can't think of one. Why are they protecting the people that partook in the ring? The only answer that I can come up with is what I just said. That's it. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.